Brady Dosh in center, Darius Salazar in right. The Dodgers will lead off with pitcher Nathan Johnson. Jack Graber, the right fielder, hits second. Riley Berg at first base hits third. Ben Hawkinson, the catcher, hits cleanup. Noah Pitts, the left fielder, will hit fifth. Aiden Murphy, the shortstop, hits sixth. Brady Jabs in center field will hit seventh. Joey Otterbaum at third, hitting eighth. And Luke Lateral at second, batting number nine. Here we go. First pitch of the ball game. Hope you enjoy it. Courtesy of WRCO Sports Boosters, Miller from the windup. And here's the pitch. And it's taken high for a ball. One and none. My third time to see Dodgeville this year. Saw them once against River Valley and once against Richland Center. Now the second time around against the Hornets. 1-0 pitch ripped toward the first base side. Wes Bosworth in foul ground, and the first baseman's got, no! Almost got it there. It looks like he might have lost it in the sun at the last moment. That ball bops out, and the batter, Johnson, is still alive. 1-1 to the batter. Hornets come in with a record of 5-10 overall. Well, Dodgeville is at 9-11. Both, I think we're expecting a little bit better years and more wins, but certainly there's new life when that WIAA tournament rolls around in a week. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to right field. Darius Salazar inches over a couple of steps, and he's got it. One away. That will bring up Jack Graber, the right fielder. Graber wearing number 48, batting from the left side here. Oh, what a night. My goodness. It's like driving down the road in a convertible with the top down here tonight. We're out on the porch at the Richland Center Sports Complex. From the windup, Miller with a pitch. It's down low. One ball and no strikes. JV action, they played beforehand tonight. And as I pulled in here, I'm thinking, wow, what's going on? A rock concert or something? There were cars everywhere. And so well attended. And, of course, for parents' night and senior night, lots of folks wanted to be here for that, too. Here's the pitch, and it's low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Jack Graber. Graber hitting from the left side for Coach Pat Riley. Here's the pitch, ripped toward shortstop. Here's Wassinger back, and he's got it behind second base. He almost overran that one as well. I'm wondering if it's just a little bit tricky to see. It's sunny, but there's just a little bit of a shade coming over the infield right now. And a couple of infield plays where the fielders looked like they didn't really spot it right away. There are two away, and Riley Berg will be the batter. Berg standing in. Lane from the windup. There's the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Lane getting set to play college ball in the fall. Practice will start in the fall anyway. You heard Coach talk about that in the pregame show. 0-1 offering, change up in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Riley Berg checking out for a moment. And he will check back in. Right-handed batter against the Hornets senior, Lane Miller. Here's the pitch. That one is high. And the count goes to 2-1. Berg is a senior. Pretty good size senior class for Pat Riley this year. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Ripped in the air to center and deep. This ball is well hit. It's going to gap and roll. And going to second base is Riley Berg. As the throw comes on, he's there with a double. Two-bagger for Riley Berg. That one got up and got around the outfielders for a two-bagger. Now, Ben Hawkinson, the catcher. Hawkinson, also that senior class. Pat Riley assisted by his son, Ryan Riley, Jacob Kastenholtz, Jay Jones, and Bo Rickard. Here's the pitch. Runner going. High fly ball to left field, and it's going to be down. Knocked down. Wassinger trying to make a play at shortstop, and the outfielder's coming in. That ball's going to be in there. There are two aboard now for Dodgeville with two away. Dodgers with something going, and Noah Pitts will be the hitter. Called Noah's name in other sports. He's a senior. A courtesy runner coming out. Carson Muldrum is out at first base running for the catcher, Ben Hawkinson. Miller back to work. Runners at the corners for the Dodgers here in the opening inning. Lane to the belt. Here's the pitch. And it's called a ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Very nice program prior to game time tonight for the seniors and for all the parents. Throw to first, close play, but not in time. Miller over to Bosworth, and the runner dives in head first. So Lane back to work from the stretch. Runners lead at 1-3. Runners off at first. He's going. There's a throw to second base. Not in time. Stolen base for Hawkinson. Berg stays at third base. Cloud of dust coming across the diamond. A little dusty when I was mowing tonight, even though we've had some rain. I did get my dandelions knocked down, in case you were worried. That's a full-time job these days. Pitch back in. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That is called, I'm not sure. Scoreboard doesn't know either. 3-0. All right. Three balls and no strikes. Noah Pitts in with runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. And that one's called a strike. 3-1 to the batter. Aiden Murphy on deck for the Dodgers here in the opening inning. Lane Miller trying to get out of it here. The first two outs came fairly rapidly. Here's the pitch, and that's ball four. He walked him. Pitts will be aboard for Aiden Murphy, number three. So Murphy makes his way in from the right side, calls time. Bases are jacked here with Dodgers, and Lane Miller trying to get out of it. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Lots of other activities going on here. Soccer match down below us. Not an official one. I think there's a dog show going on too. Here's the pitch. There is strike two. So Murphy trying to pick one out here as the runners lead at first, second, and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. That went up over the snack bar and out of play. Tough luck loss for the Richland Center softball team last night, losing in nine innings at Westby, 3-2. Coach Jacob Sirian and Dave Darling, they had some good progress with that team this year. Here's a wild pitch. Runner going to try to score. Throw to the pitcher covering, not in time. And Riley Berg will score. It's up Dodgeville 1-0 up in the ballgame, and the runners move to second and third. Hawkinson to third. Pitts at second. 2-2 to Aiden Murphy. Miller back, tall on the hill from the windup. The 2-2 swing and a piece of it. Boy, good at bat by Miller. Just protecting the plate there, keeping it live. So back to the mound is Miller. The pitch, check swing, and a ball in the dirt. Appeal to the base umpire, and he says he did not go around. So it's full count now on Aiden Murphy. Brady Jabs on deck for the Dodgers in the opening inning. Full count offering from Lane Miller. From the windup, here's the pitch. Bouncing ball on the infield. Lossinger gloves, goes the long route to first in time, and that'll do it. Dodgeville retired. They do score a run on a hit. There was an error and two left aboard. After a half inning of play at RCHS, Dodgeville 1 and the Hornets coming up. This is high school baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Brady Dosh leads off the bottom of the first for the Hornets and swings and misses. Nothing in one. Brady playing center field, leading off for the Hornets. The pitcher, Lane Miller, is second. And Jacob McDonald, the catcher, hits number three against Nathan Johnson. Here's the pitch, ripped foul down the line. Strike two. That one zing past the head of Coach Chris Clerken. He did not even flinch. Maybe he didn't see it, I don't know. But nonetheless, nerves of steel. Wes Bosworth will hit cleanup tonight for the Hornets, playing first base. Cole Wassinger, the shortstop, will follow in fifth. Hitting sixth, Isaac Gall at third base. Teague Perkins, the DH, hits seventh. Ethan Hady, the left fielder, hits eighth. And second baseman Avery McGlynn is hitting ninth. 0-2 pitch. Here is a foul ball on the first base side, and Dosh stays alive. Johnson and Hawkinson, the battery for Dodgeville. Riley Berg at first. Luke Latterell at second. Aiden Murphy at short. Joey Otterbaum at third. And there is strike three called on Dosh, and there is one away. Noah Pitts in left field. Brady Jabs in center. Jack Graber in right. Here comes the pitcher, Lane Miller. Lane wearing number 14. Standing in here, and the Hornets ready to go. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. The Hornets actually went through a stretch where they, I would say, exercised some demons in the Southwest Conference this year. Beat some teams they don't usually. There's one bounced to short. Oh, snagged there by Murphy. He vacuum cleans it and throws it over to first base for the second out. Two up, two down, and Jacob McDonald will be the batter for the Hornets. There's a stretch where Richland Center beat River Valley and Prairie du Chien and Dodgeville within the same week. Now, those are teams that are tough to beat, but they've got on some tough times here as of late. There's the pitch, strike called, nothing and one. Lost to River Valley and Prairie du Chien most recently. Hornet bats have struggled a little bit. Nothing and one. The pitch with a little fervor. It is inside. One ball and one strike to Jacob McDonald here in the bottom half of inning number one. Just underway from RCHS. Plenty of room for you tonight. Here's the pitch. That one is inside. Two balls and a strike. Infield backs up with two outs and a 2-1 offering from Johnson. From the windup, here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball down low. 3-1 on Jacob McDonald. From the windup, Johnson deals. This one popped up over into the stands and out of here. Boy, it's funny how people know where to park and where not to, because parking is kind of a premium, but they've left about seven of them that are right up by the gate open. everyone knows, it's probably taking your vehicle, your insurance into your own hands, right? 3-1, 3-2, I should say, is popped up. First base side, who's got it? Making the call is Berg, and he's got it for out number three. That will do it. Hornets go in order in the opening inning. 1-0 Dodgeville leads after one in SWC Baseball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
In the top of the second inning, Dodgeville comes in with a 1-0 lead, and they'll send the 7, 8, and 9 batters. Brady Jabs, Joey Otterbaum, and Luke Lateral due up for the Dodgers here in the inning. Lane Miller gave up a hit in that opening inning. There was an error and a run scored on a wild pitch. Accounting for Dodgeville's run, here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And the way the spring sports season goes in Wisconsin, you just get weather nice, and it's about time to start wrapping it up. Here's the pitch inside. It hit him. And Brady Jabs heads to first base, hit by pitch. So one on, nobody out, and Joey Otterbaum will be the batter. Joey playing third base tonight has also pitched this year. Runner getting a little bit of a lead at first base now. Lane Miller throws over there. Now it gets by Bosworth and down the line, and the runner's going to move on to second base. And Jabs will hold there as Salazar retrieves it from right field. Dodgeville taking advantage. The Hornets need to try to sharpen it up a little bit here. Runner at second base and no one out. Calling time now is Otterbaum. Miller set from the windup and the pitch. It's high. One ball and no strikes. Freshman class getting the money, the proceeds from the concessions today. And they are working hard. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. It's going to drop in there for a strike. 1-1. I was talking to a couple of people over there, and they said they weren't doing so well, and all of a sudden they started boxing up popcorn and hot dogs or whatever they have, and they started going around to the crowd, and they've been making a killing here tonight. It's like a major league game. There's a strike to the batter. One ball and two strikes to Otterbaum. Brady Jabs leading at second base by a couple of paces. McGlynn playing a little closer to the bag from second. Here's a swinging strike, and there is one away. Otterbaum is gone, and the hitter will be Luke Lateral. Number nine hitter coming up. Jabs still at second. Lane Miller checks the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's down low. One ball and no strikes. No breeze to speak of tonight. Everything's going to be a true hit. 1-0 pitch, here it is. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. These teams, longtime conference rivals. Going back at least better than 35, nearly 40 years. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. And the count is 2-1. They were not SWAL rivals until the late 1980s. Jabs leads at second. Here's the pitch. Ripped on the ground. Second base, McGlynn. Nice play. Throws over for the bag, and he got it. Oh, nice job. So McGlynn caught the ball. I didn't realize he had caught it, and he threw it back to second for the double play and gets it done. So two at second base, and number three is Jabs, was caught off the bag, and that'll do it for the Dodgers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number two. 1-0. Dodgeville leads Richland Center tonight in area baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host another free Safe Talk suicide prevention session on May 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Anyone can join this three-hour class and learn skills that mental health professionals use in suicide prevention. Suicide is preventable. Anyone can make a difference. Visit richlandhospital.com for more information and to register for this free event.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300. At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Leading off for the Hornets, Wes Bosworth lines a single. First ball hitting, and he's on at first base. Here leading off the bottom of the second inning. So one on, and Cole Wasinger will be the batter. 1-0 Dodgeville here in the bottom of inning number two. Johnson to the plate. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Yeah, lots of good matchups between these two teams over the years and some games that have really mattered. Coach Johnson was here earlier. Jamie Johnson, golf coach, but remember when he played. Dodgeville and Richland Center came right down to the last night of the season. The Hornets needed a win at Kroska Park and got it. Won a championship that year in the Southwest. One ball and one strike. Here goes the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate. Picked up by Johnson. He'll throw to first, and he got it. Sacrifice is complete. Wasinger lays down a perfectly good bunt, and Wes Bosworth lines up at second base. So one away, and the batter will be Isaac Gauld. Actually, it was still the SWAL in those days. Excuse me on that, but they were conference foes. Runner leads at second. One away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one to freshman Isaac Gauld. Trying to bring the runner around. Johnson says yes to the sign. Ready to work. There's the pitch to Isaac. Bounced sharply back to the pitcher. They'll go to first in time, and that advances Bosworth to third base. So there are two away now. And the hitter, Teague Perkins. Perkins, the DH, playing here on senior night. number 24, taps the plate, stands in. Runner at third, Hornets would like to tie it up right here. Johnson with a pitch, that's taken for a strike. Nothing and one. The runner tags up at third. Bosworth now stepping off a couple. Here's the pitch, bounced foul, strike two. Ethan Haiti due next for the Hornets in the bottom of the second inning. Johnson with a new baseball. Runner leads at third. The 0-2 offering is high. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Bosworth tags. Gets a lead at third. From the windup, here's the pitch. It is outside. Count goes to two balls and two strikes to the hitter. From the windup, Johnson deals. That one chopped towards second. Played there by lateral. The throw in time, and they got him. And the Hornets kept from scoring. 4-3 put out, takes down Teague Perkins. No runs, one hit. There were no errors, and one left on. We go to inning number three, 1-0. Dodgeville leads the Richland Center Hornets in area baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center, or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
It is the top of the third, and Lane Miller delivers. It's a first ball swing. Nathan Johnson pops it up, and it's caught by Miller over on the first base line for out number one. One away, and the hitter will be Jack Graber. Jack last time popped up to shortstop. Dodgers leading it 1-0 here in the top of the third. Friday night primetime at Richland Center High School. Great job scheduling for Athletic Director Laura Selgeby and Ryan Lemke. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. I think they ordered the weather, too. You plan events like this, and you never know. And it looks pretty good for the weekend. All of the things going on this weekend. It's going to be outstanding for Muscadet. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. The Knicks mentioned, I was watching weather tonight and talking about maybe some heavier stuff on Tuesday, maybe severe weather on Tuesday. 1-1 pitch is taken for strike two. 1-2 to Graber. Lane Miller starting to kind of reach the comfort zone here a little bit, has retired the last three in a row. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Must be a big game. Picture Nate is here tonight. Wow. Talking about prime time. 2-2 from the windup. Lane Miller's pitch. Swing and a miss. Two up, two down in the third. And that'll bring up Riley Berg. Riley doubled and scored last time. Two up, two down in the Dodgeville half of the third inning. And Miller goes back to work. McDonald with the glove up. There's the pitch. Inside. Backed him away. One ball and no strikes. Couple of swings. The batter is back in. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. So just a little bit off. Miller keeping it kind of low and away. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch to Berg. Inside. And it nearly hit him, and they say it did. So Berg reaches base, hit by a pitch. He'll take his base with two away, and that'll bring up Ben Hawkinson, the catcher. Timeout for a little bit of time for the runner to get some extra time. And Coach Ryan Lemke is out of the dugout to have a word, kind of ask about that pitch and maybe where it hit him. We don't have the Fox Cam. Umpires say, yeah, it's the right call. Berg at first base. Back it goes to the pitcher, Lane Miller. Couple of swings, and Hawkinson is back in. Miller to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Hawkinson reached on an error last time. Runner leads slightly at first. Miller with the pitch. That one is called a strike. Count is one ball and one strike. Runner leads slightly at first base. Miller back to the belt. Here's the pitch. That's down low. Talk about him on the air. And he suddenly shows up there. How you doing there, Nate? Yeah, I think maybe we shut the microphone off there just because we know you were coming there. There you are.
I was shut it off as I was coming. Yeah, hey, thanks, Phil. Good to see you tonight. Good, what a beautiful night for a ball game.
Isn't this awesome? There is strike two on Hawkinson. So you just got, how many games have you been at tonight, Nate?
Oh, just one. I went and watched Darlington win the Swall title outright.
Oh.
They beat Fenimore. I forget what the score was, 13-3 maybe. It was a 10-run rule. I do know that.
All right. There's a chopper on the infield. Glove there by McGlynn. Throws him out at first, and that'll do it. Well, we don't want to cut you short. We'll ask you a couple of questions maybe in the next half inning.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect.
Or are you on a time crunch?
Well, we're always on a time crunch, but we're in between innings. You got to fill airtime somehow. Nothing's happening out there except for the dust settling.
Oh, man. But good to see you. You're here. You cover, like, every sport, don't you, Nate?
Well, this week I've done a lot of baseball, softball, a lot of track, if you like. We're trying to tie up our loose ends. This is the last regular season week for baseball. Softball, we had kind of the last vestige of regular season things, and we kicked off tournament last night.
Yeah.
I have golf and tennis every morning next week. I'm a tired boy right now. That's all I can say. I'm a tired kid right now. It's been a long week, but I'll tell you, this time of year, I wouldn't trade it. It's fun. It's good. It's good.
Everybody knows you. You know, like every sport we go to, you know, you walk in, people know you. You know, how many years you been doing this thing?
Well, I think I've been doing it full time about 15 years. So that's probably about 14 years too long.
And who is your main employer?
I employ myself. I'm a self-employed guy. So when I run the GX3 Media stuff, it's all for me. I am the sports editor, however, at the Monroe County Herald in Sparta.
Yeah.
But obviously, you guys don't get our paper. You should.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. You can't get our radio signal up there either, I guess.
I try really hard. I turn on the radio. It doesn't come in.
Yeah.
Somehow, this other stuff comes in. Usually, like, they're talking about sports, but it's not your sports.
Right, right. Streaming. You can get us by streaming. Well, we go to the next inning here. It's a 1-0 lead for the Dodgeville Dodgers. Good to see you, Nate. Thanks for coming by. We stopped him in motion while he was taking a picture up here with us. So on the mound, Nathan Johnson, for the Dodgers, and he'll be working to the Hornets in the bottom of the third. And the scheduled hitter is Ethan Hady. He'll be followed by Avery McGlynn and Brady Dosh. Continuing the warm-ups, and now the throw down to second base. And around the horn it goes for the Dodgers. One run and one hit for the Dodgers. No runs, one hit for the Hornets so far. Dodgeville has stranded a pair. The Hornets have left one on base. So everybody into position. From the windup, Johnson with a pitch. It's ripped hard up the middle, and it is going to be in there for a base hit. Hady will round and look, and he'll hold there with a solid single. So one on, nobody out here for the Hornets, and Avery McGlynn will be the batter. Richland Center has its leadoff man on for the second inning in a row. Time is called. McGlynn will step in. Hady leads at first, always a threat to go. Johnson will look him back now. And get back to the hill. Runner leads at first. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Also joining us here, we got all kinds of stars joining us. Hayden Bindle is here. How you doing, man?
Burke.
Yeah, you're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah. Hayden Burke. Ball is up to the pitcher. Here goes the pitch. Squaring to mount the batter, and he takes it back. He offered. It is strike one. So how's it going down in the dugout tonight, Hayden?
Pretty quiet, actually. Usually it's pretty loud down there, but it seems pretty quiet. Still probably getting warmed up, I guess. You know.
There's the pitch. Fouled back by the batter and out of play. Strike two. So this Hornet season, there have been some ups and downs, but certainly there have been some highlights. I would say beating Dodgeville and River Valley and Prairie, those are all pretty big highlights.
Yeah, those are all pretty big highlights. And then Monday we got another game.
Yep. High fly to right center field. That one is going to dip in there. Hady rounds second, holds there. That's a base hit for Avery McGlynn. So something going. Nobody out in the third. We go back to the top of the order. Must have been you leaving the dugout. All of a sudden, they're hitting the ball.
Yeah, it must have been. I must have been a distraction or something.
Wow.
I'm looking too good tonight or something. You know?
Two aboard for Brady Dosh. Brady, a strikeout victim last time. So runners lead at first and second. Johnson to the belt. Batter squares to bunt. Brings it back. It is a ball. One ball and no strikes. That was a nice senior night, parents' night, wasn't it?
Yeah, beautiful night out here for parents and senior night. Beautiful.
People introduced beforehand. Pickoff moved to second base, and the runner is back in time. Johnson will get the ball back. Now Dosh back in. Golden opportunity for the Hornets, trailing 1-0. And he'll kind of offer with the bunt, and it's a strike.
Ooh.
One ball and one strike. You were here last week for that long 11-inning game the Hornets played, too.
Yeah, that was a long game, so I'll tell you that.
Got a win, though.
Yeah, we got a win out of it, thankfully.
Brady Dosh offers again on the bunt. This is strike two. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Yeah, it's all worthwhile if you get the win.
Yeah, it is, and the weather wasn't too terribly cold either, so it was a good night.
It was a rare night this year for weather. That's why tonight is so special.
Yeah.
Swing and a foul tip. Looks like Hawkinson holds on, and there is one away. Brady Dosh is gone, and that'll bring up Lane Miller. Miller grounded out last time. Hornets kind of need to get the bats going, Hayden, and I know they do a lot of BP in practice and work on things.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of guys going out in the bullpen and swinging some bats around before they go out in the field and warm up.
Mm-hmm. There's a pitch. It is a strike to Lane Miller. Nothing in one. Miller, the pitcher of record tonight. From the windup, there's the pitch. Ripped in the air, and it is knocked down. It's short and rolls into the left field shallow, and everybody's going to be safe. Hady goes to third, McGlynn at second, and Miller at first.
And looks like Jacob's going up to the plate, Jacob McDonald.
Good place to have him coming up.
Yeah, he's got the power to really drop one in places you want it to drop, so see if he can pull one into play here. Looks like he's clinging off the diamond here.
The Hornets will bring in a courtesy runner. I think that's Thomas Hohner, is it?
Yep, coming up first. Thomas out there.
Yep. So he's at first. McGlynn at second. Haiti at third. And McDonald trying to get the Hornets on the board in the bottom of the third inning. Johnson to the belt from the windup. There's the pitch. That is called a strike. Nothing and one to McDonald.
Kind of looks like he had to duck down a little bit for him up here.
Different perspective up here, isn't it?
Yeah, we're a little bit higher up here, so.
Here's the pitch fouled back by the batter. Two strikes on the batter. Sometimes up here you have to kind of look up to see where the ball is. You don't actually know sometimes when it moves the bat.
Yeah, up here you're pretty high, so you kind of got to. You're looking right into the sun, too, so.
Should have brought my cool man sunglasses tonight.
Yeah.
Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Only one away. Hornets trying to have a big inning. Johnson ahead to McDonald. 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes.
Hornets are supposed to go to Adams Friendship on Monday, but still some controversy if we're going to have that game or not.
Okay. High fly to right field. Here's Graber over along the right field line. Makes the grab. They're going to tag the runner. Here comes Haiti. Here comes the throw. The tag. And they got him. Wow. The catch made by Graber for out number two. The throw home. And a close play. Hawkinson, the catcher, gets him with the tag on the way by, and that is out number three, and that will do it for the Hornet threat here in the inning. No runs, couple of hits, there was an error, and one left aboard. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Dodgeville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It is the top of the fourth here at Richland Center High School as the sun starts to edge its way down past the hill. And that can help us see a little bit better. Hayden Burke with us. Hayden, you got the shades on now, man. That's smart
move.
Yeah. Looking good.
Looking in my eyes a little too much.
Noah Pitt stands in. Here's Miller with a pitch. And that is called a strike. Nothing in one. Hayden Murphy and then Brady Jabs. 1-0 Dodgeville. They have led since the first. Had that double, there was an error, and also a wild pitch leading to the run. Here's a reached out and touch ball knocked down at third by Gald. Isaac with a long throw, and they got him. Good recovery by Isaac Gald at third. He stayed with it, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a nice throw to first base and controlled throw. So
One up, one down. Aiden Murphy will be the batter. He is grounded out. So you probably have a little bit of insight, you know, into the dugout and what's going on down there. Here's a chopper, third base side, foul ball down the line. So who's the, like, comedian of the team? You know, who, like, you know, gets everybody loose in there? Because it's important to have that guy.
Yeah, it's probably Thomas Horner. He's got some jokes in him. And Wyatt Banker, him too, two combined, they really put some good atmosphere in that dugout and get everybody ready to go.
Here's the pitch. That one is down low, 1-1. Because you need those kind of guys. You need the, you know, kind of the rough and tough, the guys that are run through a brick wall kind of people too. But you can't be tense all the time either, right?
And in the right moment, anybody can be that guy. But
yeah.
I would say the main guys are probably Wyatt and Thomas.
Yeah, that's good. Here's the pitch. There is a strike call. Murphy grounded out last time. Lane Miller has settled down since that opening inning. Working here to the Dodgers in the fourth. The pitch reached out and ripped toward left field. Haiti going back. Ethan's got it for the second out. He went a long way.
Yeah, he did. That was a well-hit ball.
I think it carried better than everybody thought at first as well. So two up, two down for Brady Jabs. Jabs hit by a pitch in the second inning. Miller back to work, kind of getting into a rhythm now, it seems. From the windup, here's the pitch. Inside, he backed away. It is a ball. One ball and no strikes. Are there any guys that are superstitious, like, you know, try to do things the same way every time, or, you know, put their glove in the same spot every time?
I wouldn't say too, really. I would say Wes, he's kind of a guy you don't want to jinx the game, if you know what I mean.
One ball and one strike from Miller. From the windup, here's the pitch. Inside for a ball.
He likes to stay pretty humble to the team in that way, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to go into the game thinking you're going to win 10-0 in a baseball game, you know what I mean?
So. Oh, sure. You never know. Baseball is a funny game that way.
Yeah.
2-1 pitch, bounced toward second base. Avery McGlynn, edge of the grass, throws him out. Good inning in the field for the Hornets.
Quick inning, that was.
It sure was. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 in favor of the visiting Dodgeville Dodgers over the Richland Center Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric tools and accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout modular storage system and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Wes Bosworth fouls it off, leading the bottom of the fourth off for the Hornets. He'll be followed by Cole Wasinger and Isaac Gauld. 1-0 Dodgeville leading in Southwest Conference Baseball, coming to you live tonight from the Richland Center Sports Complex. 0-1 pitch, bounce foul down the line for strike two. Hayden Burke joins us here in the booth, actually out on the mezzanine.
Yeah.
This is the do deck or something like that out here. The ski deck. Anybody on the team that, like, you know, doesn't wash their socks for several games or anything like that?
I don't think so. I sure hope not, at least.
That used to be a problem with our team. Here's a rip toward the middle. Knocked down now. Misplayed. And Bosworth will be on for a second time today.
I think the moms do a pretty good job of keeping up on their dirty laundry.
Oh, that's good. Yep. See, one time I had my gear in the back of the truck in a duffel bag, and I left it in the back of the truck, and it rained that night. And then I forgot about it. So then the next day, oof, man, not good.
No, I bet not.
Yep. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. I wasn't a legend with the ladies that day, let me say. People stay away. Cole Wasinger back in. He laid down a beautiful sacrifice bunt last time. Here's the pitch, popped up, left field side. Aiden Murphy, the shortstop. He's sprinting over, and he's got it along the third base line for the out. So a pop-up, and Bosworth gets back to first base. That brings up Isaac Gauld.
A little bit more wind on that hit. That probably would have been a foul ball.
Very close to the line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So back to first base. Bosworth will get the lead now. Riley Berg plays the bag for the Dodgers. Johnson back to work. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. Bosworth staying pretty close to the bag over there at first base for the Hornets. Johnson to the belt. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Strike two on the hitter. How many days of school left there, Hayden?
About 2 weeks after this week.
Okay. Well, you're not a senior, so you don't get out.
No.
Early?
Unfortunately.
Nothing in two. Johnson with the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there are two away now. Second strikeout for Nathan Johnson tonight. And the batter will be Teague Perkins. Teague will stand in. Wes Bosworth gets the lead at first. He was on to lead off the inning. Hornets trying to bring him around, but it'll take something with two. This one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Johnson set. Here's the pitch. That one called a strike. You mentioned Hayden. You have the game possibly with Adams Friendship on Monday.
Yeah, we're not sure if we're going to have that or not, just with a playoff game upcoming that Thursday. Mm-hmm. Just keep the boys fresh.
Runner going. Here's a bouncy ball toward right field. In there. Teague Perkins sneaks one through. Stopping at second is Wes Bosworth. So two aboard with two away. Nice piece of hitting. Hit and run was on. And Teague comes through. And that'll bring up Ethan Heady. And the Hornets open up tournament play with Portage, is that right?
Yeah, next Thursday. Next Thursday we're going to head to Portage and hopefully pick up a first-round win.
That'd be nice. Johnson to the belt, checks the runner. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Wow. Something scared us behind here. People running out of bleachers, I guess. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike.
That was scary.
I was worried somebody fell or something. It was that loud. They were just stomping their feet, I guess. Runners lead at 1-2. This pitch is upstairs for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1 on Ethan Heady. Ethan singled last time. Top of the inning, he had to make a good running catch in the outfield. 2-1, here's the pitch. Bottom fell out, it's ball 3. 3-1 on the hitter. Hornets trying to get something done here. Tying run at second. 3-1 offering is high, and the bases are loaded. Bosworth goes to third. Perkins to second. Heady at first. That'll bring up Avery McGlynn. He had a hit last time.
There we go.
Be a good spot to have another hit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure would. Still, it kind of looks like that sun's peeking down over the hill. We got one in luck.
You can take off your cool man shades now, Hayden.
Oh, yeah, they're on my hat now.
All right. From the windup, here's the pitch, and that is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. That walk given up to Ethan Haiti, the first one that Johnson has yielded tonight. Now there's a conference at the mound. The catcher is out to have a word. Bosworth at third, Perkins at second, Haiti at first base. Conference continues. And now they will break committee. Everybody back into place. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Nathan Johnson from the windup. Fastball, strike. Nice pitch. One ball and one strike. Runners lead. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside at first. Or strike two. Brady Dosh due next. If he bats, that means the Hornets will have scored at least one run. Runners retreat to first, second, and third. One ball and two strikes. Johnson from the windup. Here's the pitch. Popped up toward the third base line. Here goes Graber down, diving in there. Did he get it? He did, with an unbelievable catch.
Wow.
That just robbed the Hornets of two runs, didn't it?
It sure did. That was a beautiful diving catch, though. I got to give the credit where it's due.
Jack Graber, diving catch, robbing Avery McGlynn. And that is out number three. The Hornets strand the bases loaded. Wow. No runs and a hit, an error, three left on. We go to the fifth inning. Dodgeville leads it 1-0. High school baseball tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We go to the fifth inning. It is a 1-0 Dodgeville lead. Joey Honorbaum will lead it off, followed by Luke Lateral, and then the top of the order, Nathan Johnson. 8-9-1 batters for the Dodgers. Dodgeville winning the JV game tonight, 10-1 the final. Lane Miller on the hill for the Hornets, and from the windup, here's the pitch. It is called a strike. Nothing and one. Lane's been the ace of the Hornets staff this year, Hayden.
Yeah, he has. For pitching, Thomas Hohner fills in when he's needed, and Lane does the trick most of the time.
Nothing and one pitch. That one is swung on and missed. Two strikes to the batter. Hornets trying to go at Dodgeville. They've had good opportunities. In fact, the Hornets have had more opportunities to score than Dodgeville has since the first. Pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Since that first inning, they've had a couple of base runners, but they have been erased by plays in the field. 1-2, there's the pitch, and it is low. Count even at two balls and two strikes. Richland Center keeping up the chatter here. 2-2 offering from the windup. Miller's pitch, swing, and a foul tip hung on to by Jacob McDonald, and there's one away. Strikeout number three for Lane Miller, and that brings up Luke Lateral. I'm guessing, you know, you've been around the team, and you were around the basketball team as well, but kind of sad to lose the seniors, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. It will be, Phil. A lot of the seniors are going to do sports. Teague's going to play football, Whitewater.
Yeah.
Lane's going to play baseball. So So a lot of these athletes are going to continue what they've been doing through high school. So it'll be cool to watch them.
This one fouled off by lateral strike one. He grounded out last time. Lane Miller from the windup. The 0-1 pitch is low. One ball.